Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
They have no scruples. They're corrupt and immoral.
FSK Sunday Service auf 93,0 MHz. Wir kommen zu unserem kleinen Special mit Talia Zedek. Talia Zedek hat früher mitgesungen, Gitarre gespielt bei Bands wie Come, Uzi, Life Skull und Dangerous Birds und hat vor einigen Tagen ihr erstes Soloalbum rausgebracht, Been Here and Gone. Davon erstmal das Stück Back to School.
Can go.
Das war also Talia Zedek mit dem Song Back to School. Ich traf die Dame vor gut anderthalb Monaten hier in Hamburg und da die letzte Kamm-Platte mit dem Titel Gently Down the Stream 1998 erschien, was also schon gut 3 Jahre her ist, natürlich erstmal die Frage, ob sich denn mit diesem Soloalbum von ihr auch Kamm aufgelöst haben.
Yeah, Kamm split up, but I actually already recorded it before we kind of split up, because we had taken some time off, and we were both kind of doing different things. Chris has been playing in like a bunch of different bands, like Steve Wynn Band and Pullman, and, like, kind of been doing different stuff. And while we had taken some time off, I started doing the solo stuff, and yeah, then started recording, you know, recorded it, and then we kind of talked, you know, what do we want to do? Do we want to keep doing Kamm? And I think we both decided that even though we like working together, and maybe in the future we'll work more together, collaborate, and I wouldn't want to call it Kamm. Kamm, you know, has kind of reached its end.
Ja, Kamm haben sich also aufgelöst, leider muss man sagen, und der Herr Chris Brocker, genau, hat bei anderen Bands jetzt seine Finger im Spiel, unter anderem Pullman, dann auch The New Year ist er dabei. Und Frage an Thalia Zedek, ob sie denn schon zu Kamm-Zeiten eine Idee gehabt hat, Solo-Material aufzunehmen.
No, not really, but we took a break and so we took some time off, Kamm, we didn't do any shows, and people started, you know, calling, asking me if do you want to do a solo thing, and, which I had never really done before, but I had done kind of a quieter tour with Kamm, where we toured just with a piano player and percussionist, and played very quiet guitars, and I'd really enjoyed that a lot, and I was surprised how well, like, my songs worked like that, because it was a funny story, actually. Like, I have a friend who's a piano player, a very good piano player, and she plays kind of maybe even more like sort of at parties and stuff like that sometimes when people are coming in, just instrumental. So I walked in, it was the show, and she was sort of like playing while people were walking in, and she saw me come in, so kind of like as a joke, she started playing a Kamm song on the piano, and I loved it. I was like, that sounded amazing, you know? Like, she's like, how'd you learn it? Oh, just, you know, I listened to the record and I learned it, and it's like, wow, that's like the best that song's ever sounded. So that's how I kind of realized maybe, you know, it could work like that, you know, as opposed to just that hard, you know,
more
rock stuff. And I,
more stripped down.
Yeah, and with different instruments, you know, kind of make it a bit more interesting. So when we had this time off, I worked with her a lot, doing shows, just me and her, and sometimes the viola player, Dave, doing like mostly like cover songs and just kind of like small places or parties. And people just really liked it, and they were always like, you should record like this. But I didn't really want to do a record of all cover songs. I have a couple friends, like a friend actually recorded some live stuff, like a live CD, but I never put it out, but of like all the covers, and it sounded really nice, so... So when my friend Bryce called me and he said, oh, I just have finished, you know, I bought a church like a year ago and I've been working on my own studio, and I think it's ready now for people to Kamm, and, you know, and if you want to record, you should come up here. And it seemed like a good time, and I'd started writing again kind of more for like the stripped down stuff, so...
Ja, die Entwicklung von den Solo-Sachen von Thalia Zedek hat eigentlich ganz langsam angefangen mit so Coverversionen und dass Leute Kamm-Songs auf Klavier gespielt haben und sie dann ganz begeistert davon waren, von so einer Stripped-Down-Version von diesen Songs sozusagen, und so hat sich mehr oder weniger alles entwickelt. Noch ein Song von ihrem Album Bean and Gun, und zwar das Stück Strong. das war der Song Strong von Talia Zedek. Wenn man ihre Songs anhört und auch ältere Kammgeschichten, ist immer die Frage, wo sie eigentlich ihre Einflüsse, ihre Wurzeln hat. Ist es mehr im Blues oder im Rock zu suchen? Tja, und die Frage darauf konnte sie auch nicht so ganz leicht beantworten.
I guess I was in the beginning pretty into blues, I guess. Just kind of, not really, you know, really old blues, but I think when I learned to play guitar, I listened to, like, I remember liking Johnny Winter and John Mayall and kind of then Janis Joplin, who's very, very bluesy. And then I kind of got into punk rock, like Patti Smith and Television and stuff like that. And, you know, and the British stuff from the, you know, I'd say early 80s, like The Fall and The Swell Maps and Joy Division, and then I got really into The Birthday Party and The Bad Seeds and The Gun Club, and that stuff was kind of going back to sort of more blues type stuff. And you know, I like a lot of different kinds of music, and you know, like Nina Simone and Diamanda Galas and what else? Pharoah Sanders and, you know, kind of like different stuff. And flamenco and I don't know. Just any kind of music with like a lot, I guess, a lot of passion in it.
Da hat sie also die ganze Kiste aufgemacht, was musikalische Einflüsse angeht. Und ich glaube, das Wichtigste für sie, was sie ja gerade mal gesagt hat, ist, dass das Ganze immer eine gewisse Leidenschaft haben muss. Hat denn Talia jetzt schon viele Soloauftritte absolviert? Wie sieht das aus?
Only like in Boston and New York. Like fairly frequently. But not on. I don't have the van that we used for Come kind of died, so traveling is a bit of a problem at this point. But I have to obviously have to figure something out, you know, when I get back, what to do about that. But so I haven't gone real far. But
ihr habt ein paar Auftritte in Boston und New York gehabt. Talia wohnt auch in Boston übrigens. Und ja, ein Problem ist natürlich der Transport, weil ihr Van, den sie damals mit Cam noch hatten, den gibt es wohl nicht mehr. Der ist wohl inzwischen plattgewalzt. Und tja, sie muss sich irgendwas einfallen lassen, weil jetzt auch natürlich mit dem neuen Album erstmal so eine kleine Tour ansteht. Kleine Anekdote noch am Rande. Talia Zedek hat übrigens als Köchin gearbeitet in Boston, 7 Jahre lang bei einer Catering Company. Und hat sich damit sozusagen ihre Brötchen verdient. Auf dem Album Been Here and Gone gibt es auch 3 Coverversionen. Eine davon ist von Leonard Cohen. Den kennt man ja. Und dann sind dann noch 2 andere Coverversionen von Leuten, die mir überhaupt nichts sagen. Da wollte ich wissen, wer das ist und ja, was sie dazu inspiriert hat.
Well, one song, the song 1926, is by this guy Gary Gogol. When he was in a band from Boston, that was actually, I think they broke up in like 83 or something, so from a while ago, but I was a very big fan of their band. They were called V, and they put out one record, and that song was on, and I just always really, really loved that song. So that was one, so I was a local Boston genius. And then the other one is Mana de Carnaval, which is a Brazilian song written by this guy Luiz Bonfa, and it was the theme song. He wrote it for a really famous, really cool movie called Black Orpheus. I don't know if you've heard of it. It was a pretty famous movie. It came out in like 1958. It's all filmed in Brazil during Mardi Gras, and that was kind of like the theme song from the movie. Though at the time I recorded it, I didn't know that. I just like asked my piano player. You know, I was kind of like, you know, we need some more, let's do some more different covers. And her job is basically to, as an accompanist for like vocal students, so she has just stacks and stacks. I was like, why don't you try to find something different for me, you know, because I'll kind of run out of my rock cover ideas, and she found that song for me. And actually, neither of us had ever heard it before. She just kind of like picked out the melody. So I think this song would be good for you. And later I found out it's a very famous song. It was covered by a lot of people in the 50s, like Frank Sinatra, Tony Curtis. Like, but I didn't know it at the time. But yeah, it's really fun song to sing.
Ja, jetzt wissen wir also auch, wo Talia Cedek ihre Coverversion her hat. Eine davon hören wir, 1926.
You God hates me.
1926, das war Talia Zedek. Von Cat Power gab es ja vor gut einem Jahr oder zwei Jahren eine Platte, wo nur Coverversionen drauf waren. The Covers Record hieß das Album, wo dann zum Beispiel Hits wie der Stones-Klassiker I Can Get No Satisfaction so verfremdet wurden, dass man eigentlich erst beim dritten Mal hören den Song erkannt hat. Und das war die Frage an Talia Zedek, weil sie auch nun drei Coverversionen auf ihrem Album drauf hat, ob das auch für sie eine Herausforderung wäre, so bekannte Klassiker so aufzunehmen, dass man halt da, wie gesagt, mehrmals hinhören müsste.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I did some of that. I was doing, you know, some. Did a Ramone song with sort of like just piano, the song Questioningly, and it is fun to sort of take a song in a different style and kind of see how it works like that. So I think definitely like none of the covers that I've done are extremely faithful to the original, you know. That's not the first concern, you know, of mine when I choose a cover, you know, of like, you know, though I do want to get the lyrics right, you know, especially, you know, if it's, you know, a great lyricist like Leonard Cohen or something, I wouldn't mess with his lyrics, you know.
Ja, also ich glaube, so richtig begeistert war ich von der Idee dann doch nicht. Und wir hören jetzt nochmal einen Song von Come, von der Band, wo Talia Zedek vorher mitgespielt hat, von ihrem letzten Album Gently Down the Stream, welches wie gesagt schon 3 Jahre alt ist. Dass ihr nochmal so einen kleinen Vergleich habt, wie sie denn früher geklungen hat, nämlich eine sehr, sehr viel rockiger, eine Spur rockiger. Das Stück Saints Abound My Neck.